Thank you and good afternoon. June is National Dairy Month, and that means a time to think about all the work dairy farmers do for the good of everyone. I talked with one of our local dairy farmers, Dave Rupert, of Our Homestead, a dairy farm in Nokomis. I talked with Dave about his involvement in the industry and Our Homestead.
Well, I guess you'd have to say it's kind of in family. We're fifth generation on our farm now, and while I was growing up, I always wanted a Holstein cow. My dad had milked a few milking shorthorns and Guernseys, and then when I got into 4-H, he bought me a first Holstein cow, and really it's come from there. So it's all developed through the 4-H project, really.
And you said that your grandkids are out at Montgomery County right now. Are showing dairy cattle or
right
beef cattle?
Right now, grandkids are out at Butler at the 4-H park getting ready to show for the 4-H show. So it's been a big part of our life, the showing of the cattle and meeting the people. And it's a great way to get the kids into the industry and involved.
How many cows are you milking a day on your farm right now?
We milk around 80. We're not a big farm by any stretch anymore. My youngest daughter and her husband have moved back on the farm with me now to take over. Hopefully we can survive.
And you said you mostly have Holsteins.
Yeah,
here.
We have an all registered Holstein herd.
Okay.
And we've been involved in breeding stock and showing and so forth through the years. That's all changing a little bit too, with less dairies, less people involved in that part of it, and dairies getting bigger, so people aren't concerned so much about buying breeding stock or those kind of things. But hopefully we can adapt and continue.
Do you only have milking cows then, or do you have bulls and heifers?
We have about equal number of cows and heifers. And we do have been raising a few of the bull calves up to about 300 or 400 pounds, because right now the market for Holstein bull calves just born is non-existent almost, but you can move them at 300 or 400 pounds.
How has the industry changed over the time you've been involved?
Like everything else in agriculture, it's evolving, of course, getting bigger, more technology. Size of our farm, 80 to 100 cow herd, is considered pretty small now, even though there are smaller ones. It's hard to make a go of it just milking cows like that with the current conditions and prices. So through the last, especially the last 10, 15 years, herd sizes have gotten a lot bigger. Things are starting to slow down a little bit because of overproduction of milk, and so the herds are limited on trying to get rid of their milk supply. We've had, it's pretty turbulent out in the dairy industry right now, the last year especially, with the supply of milk. We've had co-ops that have cut off the markets to local farmers with a month's notice, and you can imagine what that would mean to you if you got a letter saying, we're no longer going to take your milk.
Yeah.
And nobody else wants it either, because they got too much milk. So the size of the herds is being curtailed now, just mainly because of overproduction.
Yeah.
So it's changed a lot. And, of course, on the technology side, it's unbelievable. We were one of the first herds, just almost 25 years ago, to put in a computer feeding system for our cows. And now we don't use that. We use the TMR mixer. And, of course, now the technology is with straps on the cows' necks that measure their temperature, how much they walk, see if they're in heat or not, their digestion. It's amazing what you can find out from a cow, but with these tags that we can put around their neck now. And then also the robotic milkers has changed, and they're getting to be more and more of those all the time. People are using it not so much to get away from labor, but at the timing of the labor. It gives you a little more flexibility and being able to do more things with your family and other operations.
That was Dave Rupert of Our Homestead in Nokomis. Thank you to Dave and all the other dairy farmers out there who supply us with the dairy products we know and love. The farm show will continue after these messages. Yesterday, 4-H exhibitors showed their beef cattle, dairy cattle, cats, and dogs at the Montgomery County Fair. I talked with Ethan Nodal. Ethan won Grand Champion Heifer along with many class wins.
I came up from a farm. I've been following my dad around since I was a little kid, and I just hung on to it, and it just came to me, and it's one of my favorite things to do.
How long have you been showing?
Around, I don't know.
Forever.
for a little while now.
Yeah.
Since I was about in fourth grade.
Okay. What breed of cattle do you show?
Purebred Simmentals today.
What have you been doing the past couple months to get your Simmental heifers ready?
I rinse them daily. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it at the end.
What fair are you headed to next?
We'll be going to the Brownstown Fair in Fayette County.
What's your favorite part about the fair?
Probably showing cattle.
Ethan is 15 years old and lives in Fillmore. Ethan, like many of the kids showing, has a large support group made up of mostly family. Simply put, showing livestock in 4-H is a family effort. Congratulations to Ethan and all the other 4-H exhibitors. Results from the cat show: Amanda Neiman won reserve champion in the kitten class. Cameron Meisenheimer won grand champion in the kitten class. Ellen Batter won champion in junior showmanship. Joshua Hastein won champion in senior showmanship. Kylie Neisler won grand champion cat overall. Results of the dog show are as follows. Abilene Norris had a good day, winning champion in dog care, reserve champion in dog obedience beginner novice 1, and reserve champion in dog costume. Emma Hughes also had a good day at the dog show, winning reserve champion in dog care, champion in dog obedience beginner novice 2, reserve champion in junior showmanship, and champion in dog costume. Joanne Holsinger was not to be left out at the dog show, winning champion in dog obedience, beginner novice 1, and champion in junior showmanship. Congratulations to all the 4-H exhibitors. It takes hard work and dedication to show at the fair, and these kids really do a great job. That's all the time we have on the farm show this afternoon. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.